following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Middle of June, plenty of baseball talk on the horizon for today. And Jim Langenin is my co-host once again. Among the folks that we'll be talking to, Drew Anderson, a Kearney High native, Kearney High grad, played baseball for the Huskers, went on to the Brewers organization, now scouts for them. They drafted Monty Harrison and went ahead and signed him. Zach Hirsch is out there as well that they also selected. So we'll talk to Drew kind of about the process, what he's seen from those two guys, and a little bit more with him. We'll also continue our College World Series preview with the outstanding shortstop of Texas Tech, Tim Proudfoot. He was selected in the draft by the Oakland A's, so we'll be talking with him as well on the program today. Troutman's Tuesday trivia and a whole lot more. It's a busy week. Later on in the week, we're going to be talking with some of the folks that are going into the High School Wrestling Hall of Fame here in the state. We'll be at Bandits in Grand Island again on Thursday, so we'll be talking with some of the folks with the All-Star Duel. We'll be talking with a little horse racing with more on should the Triple Crown change and maybe more of a local perspective there. So that's all coming up a little bit later on this week. Plus, ESPN analyst Kyle Peterson will join us later this week for his thoughts on the College World Series, and you can hear it all right here on ESPN. But not a whole lot happened overnight in the world of sports. But when you start just dishing up saying, well, this is what's going to happen in sports, it's when the exact opposite happens. People say the Kings didn't play that well at home and still were up 2-0, and then they just dominated last night the New York Rangers, at least on the scoreboard, 3-0. Everybody says, Jimmy, that all three of these games have been even. It's just that the Kings have taken more advantage of what's been put in front of them.
Yeah, anytime you get up 3-0 in anything, you know, I mean, you can have two teams that are not equal. It's still hard to win all three games on a situation like that. So I was kind of surprised that either one of the teams would go up 3-0.
And so game four is set for tomorrow, and tonight it's game three in the NBA playoffs. Miami winning a close one in game two to give them the home court advantage right now. So it's 1-1. Tip off tonight just after 8 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear that game right here on ESPN Radio with San Antonio, a 4.5-point underdog. So Miami was a 4.5-point dog last game. Now it's at Miami, so that makes them 9 points better.
Yeah, it sure does. It makes them 9 points better today.
Who you got?
Well, I'll tell you what, Doug, in every one of these games, I'm going to take the points every time. You know, I think that they're so even, and I think they're professionals. The home court advantage, I know there is a home court advantage. I just think any time that you're favored, the only thing I will say about if you're ever going to play the favorite, I think you have to play the Miami Heat because San Antonio will pull their players. San Antonio will say, hold it, we're down 15. We're not going to use any energy to cut this to four. You know, we will just pull them and we'll play another game sometime. And they've done that many times. San Antonio has done that during the regular season and during the playoffs.
And San Antonio's deeper. I mean, but to see 7, 8, 9, 10 guys for each team on the floor playing against each other, then the game is a no-doubter. Because if the spread's 4, you would never get it, bet your backups in there to allow it to get down to 4 if you're in this case, Miami.
Yeah, and the point, I think, now when you get to game maybe 6, 5, 6, and 7, I think San Antonio's done doing this. They're going to have to take a chance and go after them one time.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's all tonight here on ESPN Radio. The field is set for the College World Series. Virginia scored, 5 right off the get-go last night, and so that game was over with Maryland. So I'll have to say I watched 2 batters in that whole game. But watch most of the TCU and Pepperdine game. Pepperdine was my upset special from way back in the field.
Yeah, they were. 64. You did say that.
And TCU scored 2 in the top of the ninth yesterday to win the ball game 6-5 in exciting fashion. And then Pepperdine left the tying run stranded at third. And then Louisiana Lafayette, I mean, just having someone named the Raging Cajuns, having someone from Louisiana, even if it's not LSU, I think Omaha will be missing out. Mississippi State was there last year, and now Mississippi is coming. And I know the fan base is totally different. I mean, it just is, even though they're from the same state. But everybody that covers Mississippi, you're going to have the same kind of crew up here to cover Ole Miss. And they won the ball game yesterday. They continued to play through some pouring rain yesterday, which befuddled even the television announcers. Why you don't step up and say, okay, hold on, guys, let's cover it. Let's take about 30 minutes, and this thing's going to pass through, and then we'll play it. And a lot of the scoring in the baseball game came, Jimmy, during the height of that downpour. And when the pitcher can't grip the ball like he wants, he's going to allow it to be right in the middle of the plate. Mississippi hit a couple of home runs, vice versa. Lafayette hit a couple of deep fly balls in the game that scored on some sack flies. So I know it's up to the home plate umpire, but when this is where I have trouble with a lot of things. When 90% of the world knows what's right, and the people in charge, and it can be at your work, it can be, you know, it can be your president, which people of whatever the company is, or your United States, or an umpire, or a referee. Doesn't somebody say, "Ding dong, what are you doing?" I don't understand why they didn't stop that. I mean, it's an important. This isn't the 12th game of the year on a Thursday night in Lawrence, Kansas. I mean, this is an important baseball game.
Yeah, I would imagine in the NCAA they would have a crew chief that would be on that crew also. You know what I mean? So the crew chief could have been the home plate umpire at that time, but the crew chief would definitely be in charge of when that game was going to be called with the NCAA, and as long as there wasn't lightning, you know, they were going to go ahead and maybe play that because of the time frame involved with the NCAA. And I'm like you, it's too bad that happens because, you know, oh, we got to get this done because of the next thing we're going to, you know. Now, Doug, I might be wrong, but I saw some highlights. Well, I think the TCU game also was played in rain in like the second inning, and there was a pretty good downpour in that. But like I said, I might have got that confused with the other game. Now, was the Virginia-Maryland game, was that like 12-3? Was that the final on that game?
It was a blowout.
Yeah, and see, I didn't see any of that. I just saw highlights, a little bit of that. So I am like you, Doug. I think that in these really important games, you got to get out of there when it's raining. And I don't care how long the delay is. I mean, when the World Series, you got to get things stopped. You can't be playing in a downpour.
And what gave it away to me, I mean, you can sometimes on TV it looks better or worse than it really is. But when the guy steals second, and he's sliding through, I mean, and water is shooting everywhere.
Come on.
I mean, common sense. And again, it just seems like all the time it goes the other way. You see a guy look at the replay on the monitor. It's fairly clear what it is. They don't overturn it, or they do overturn it when the whole world's going, huh? You know, it's amazing how 10% of the people think that it's the other way, when 90% of the people, and you know what, 90%, that doesn't always make them right. Hell, we had a 90% chance it was going to rain a lot this week, and it really,
you know,
didn't.
Doug, do you remember, there's been a couple times, but I know that last year in April, the Royals were playing Tampa Bay, and that was the last time Tampa Bay was going to be in Kansas City. It was the last game of the series. In fact, I think somebody hit a Grand Slam home run in that game, but they could not get 5 innings in. I mean, it was snowing. I mean, they were playing in a couple inches of snow. And finally they go, hey, we've done everything we can. We're really sorry, but this game is now officially canceled, and you will have to come back like August 19 on a Monday at 1:30 in the afternoon, because that's the next time we're available. No one really wanted to play that game either on August 19th, but you know, but that's why they try to get those games in. And you know, they, one thing about it, somebody would be throwing a pitcher today if they did cancel those games and say, hey, you got to come back tomorrow and play. If it's rained too much, we're going to play today. Somebody throwing a pitcher and give somebody else a big advantage in the College World Series.
Well, the bracket's set. We already knew Saturday it's Texas and UC Irvine, Vanderbilt and Louisville. Sunday, the early game, Texas Tech and TCU, followed by Virginia and Ole Miss. Action starts both days at 2 o'clock. We've got tickets to the Anavar Tractor Pull going on in Ravenna this weekend. We'll give you a chance to win those. But when we come back, we're going to catch up with Drew Anderson, scout for the Milwaukee Brewers. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
It's that time again to dust off the bikes and head to Upland, Nebraska for the 13th annual Faces Rally, June 13th through the 15th. Events being held during the rally include a fun run, bike show, bike games, hog roast, the band Area 52, vendors, and other activities. The rally is focused on raising money and awareness for the National Craniofacial Association. Find more information about registration at facesrally.org. The 13th annual Faces Rally in Upland, June 13th through the 15th. Don't miss out. Brought to you by BBLC Digital Outdoor Kearney and Aurora Co-op Agronomy Division in Upland.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Some areas of patchy fog early on today, otherwise cloudy skies, gradually clearing as we head to a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 57. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 85.
Right now, 63.
Show Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Tuesday, where it's time for our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday, should a group of horses be selected and only those horses be allowed to run in the Triple Crown races like is being suggested? So if you run in the Derby, you have to run in the Derby to be able to run in the Preakness and the Belmont. 75% of you said nope. 25% said, yeah, we should change it up. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today, John Calipari turned down the Cavaliers' reported 10-year, $80 million offer that included the role of coach and team president. Which job would you rather have? The job with Cleveland, a below-average NBA team, or an above-average NCAA team like Kentucky? I find it shocking that anyone would turn down that amount of money, because the problem in this day and age, Jimmy, is you can do that job and you can totally stink at it, and you're going to make enough money to retire on. That's the bottom line, and you don't have to worry about NCAA, recruiting sanctions, classes, all that that goes along with college. I would say the NBA job.
Yeah, you know, he may not have wanted the headaches. I don't know if he needs any more money. Well, you know what I mean? I mean, and that's the one thing you look at. But I'm like you. $80 million would, I mean, if I'm like, you know, like some of his heirs that might inherit something, I would encourage him to take that. Hey, you know
Dad.
What? You,
Dad!
Yeah, you've won enough, Dad. Everybody thinks you're a good coach. Let's, I think, what was he going to go, Cleveland? Is that where he's going?
Well, that was this deal, yeah.
Yeah, I just say, I'll move to Cleveland with you. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll help. I'll drive you around, whatever you
yeah,
need.
Yeah, whatever you need. You know, I'm not trying to get any of that $80 million, but, you know, if you think so.
You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime by going to ESPNSuperstation.com. 10-year, $80 million. That was almost Drew Anderson's contract coming out of college, wasn't it, Drew?
Yeah, that was pretty close. I mean, I had to cut a couple deals to get it down that low, but hey, you got to do some things sometimes.
It's amazing that the ladies were everywhere. Drew Anderson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is Mama feeling better for you? How's the wife?
Yeah, it was good. It kind of spread throughout the household. The youngest one had it actually when I was driving down to meet with Monte to work on signing him. The littlest one had to go to the emergency room, and then she got it, and then I got it last. It's been a rough 48 hours, but hopefully we can get through the clear here. It's a beautiful day now, so hopefully we can get past it.
Well, appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, Drew Anderson, Kearney native, played for the Huskers with the Milwaukee Brewers organization, now is a scout. Let's just start there before we get into the nuts and bolts of a couple of the guys that obviously have Nebraska ties. Where's your area? What is Drew Anderson's job? We can say he's a scout, and he can sit in the stands and watch kids play, but tell the folks what you kind of do on a day-to-day basis.
Well, mainly I'm in charge of a large region here in the Midwest of all the high school and college players for the amateur draft. And I live in Minnesota now, so I'm in charge of Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa. Hmm. So any player in those states, I'm in charge of them as far as, you know, making sure I see them, seeing if those are the type of players that would be ready to play professional baseball. And then, obviously, after I see him, I make recommendations to the higher-ups in my organization, especially like a guy like Monte, for instance. You know, he's a high-level guy where, you know, I'll go see him the first time, and then I'll make recommendations. And we have pretty much everyone in our front office come and see him so that they can make the best determination that you can on a guy like that when you're investing that much of a financial gain on him.
Well, Monte Harrison was the last guy. Nebraska was hoping that he'd come play baseball and football, but when you got that much talent, it's kind of hard to turn down the offer that the Brewers gave him. But yet he was your third pick. He slid all the way down to number 50. I'm guessing you guys had to definitely consider him when you had your 41st pick and took Jacob Gatewood. Did you tell us what you saw in Harrison, and were you surprised he was still there at that point in the draft?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing that's hardest to describe is how insane the draft goes. Like, we go in, we put a bunch of names on a list, and we have them in order. So the philosophy is if that guy's name is on the board and it's your pick, you take him because you've done all of this negotiations and all of these, you know, you've talked out every single guy for the last, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks in the war room. So when that name comes up, you know, if he's there, boom, you take him. Obviously, there's certain situations where signability comes into play if you feel like you can afford that guy. But in Monte's case, I think some things went down where now these advisors and things, they try and make pre-draft deals or whatever, you know, trying to find the best fit. And I think Monte was kind of slotted in there for me personally. What I had him was like 15 to 30. So he didn't really fit our 12th pick, and we didn't think there's any way he'd be there at 41. But it kind of worked where some things fell through for Monte, which is, you know, I felt terrible for him, but it was also our gain because then all of a sudden he was there. And then I think the reason he continued to slide to 50 is because people didn't think he wanted to sign. I think there was a lot of teams that thought that Monte wanted to go play football. And I knew Monte from the very first day I met him. That dude, he wanted to play baseball. Like, he loved it. He's been doing it since he's 10 years old. And the thing is, he's such an incredible athlete. Whatever he does, he was amazing at it. If you watch his basketball highlights, I mean, I'm not too sure that Duke and North Carolina would have offered him as well. I mean, from every single sport, the amount of athleticism this kid had. So it was really, really lucky on our part, I think, for him to fall. And then just kind of knowing, like, you know, when my scouting director was in there, he's like, what do you think? I'm like, he's signing. I mean, like, I think he wants to play baseball. So, I mean, it worked out in a good way, and it was kind of crazy how it went down, you know, getting into the house and him deciding that this is what he wanted to do. You could tell when I got in there that this is what his goal was, and he was excited about it, and he was just hoping to get, you know, a fair enough offer that would allow him to go do it.
Hey, Jim Langan here. How are you doing today?
Good. Doing good.
Great. Hey, I was going to make a comment. You were talking about what type of an athlete he was. I wanted to bring this up. I know most of the people know you, but I officiated you in many sports. And talk about a great athlete you were. You won the state champion in the hurdles. You were a tremendous football and basketball player. Nothing needs to be said about your baseball. But the Omaha World Herald, they missed one there. When they give the Athlete of the Year award, they missed that one. I'm going to tell you right now, you were the guy. You should have got it that year. I just want everybody to know that's how I feel. A question I got for you is, when you get done kind of scouting, and this time of year, when you're getting done and things are kind of in a mold where you've kind of looked at all your athletes, I know you're still looking at high school players in the Legion, and you're still going to look at some college players, but you do some scouting. Do you go out for the Brewers, and you go into stadiums, baseball stadiums, and you look at the Cardinals, and you look at people like that, or the AAA teams, to see, hey, we need to move this guy up, or is there anything you do just scouting, saying, hey, this guy, we can get an extra base on this catcher or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, that. So in the scouting department, we have the amateur scouts, the professional scouts, and then the professional scouts are kind of broken up into two guys. There's an advanced scout, which is exactly what you were saying, where they go out. So say the Brewers play the Cardinals next week. There's someone at the Cardinals games right now that are figuring out their tendencies, what guys they can run on, what, you know, giving scouting reports to all the pitchers, all the data, you know, so they can come back and analyze it, and they can put it into the computer, and they can print off a spreadsheet, and they can present that to the starting pitcher each day with all the guys they're facing and things like that. And then also there's the pro side. So there's guys also covering every major league affiliate for trades, minor league free agency. I mean, all different types of things, the way we could fill holes in our organization. So what I do now too is I will help now and go on the pro side. So I have four teams in the Midwest, or three teams in the Midwest League, which is a low-A affiliate baseball team. And then I have the Iowa Cubs, which are a triple-A team. And then I have the Minnesota Twins. So I go to those guys' as teams and scout them for trades, free agents, you know, and just kind of give them another perspective, because they also have someone doing that as well. So you're trying to cover as many bases as you can so you can get the best players in your organization. And a lot of times that happens, like with Carlos Gomez. I mean, Carlos Gomez was a waiver trade off of the Minnesota Twins, where we traded J.J. Hardy. I mean, we kind of traded J.J. Hardy for Carlos Gomez, and now Carlos Gomez is an all-star. And, I mean, he's been a huge part of our success. So those types of moves have been absolutely huge as far as determining whether you win or lose at the major league level.
We're talking with Drew Anderson, now a scout with the Milwaukee Brewers. And by the way, Milwaukee leading the National League Central this morning by 5 games. We'll talk about that. Zach Hirsch also is leaving Nebraska. His tweet says that you're sending him to Helena, Montana. What'd you see in him? And then where does Harrison go after he signed? But start with Zach, if you would.
Monte now will fly to Milwaukee here on Thursday. Friday has his physical and some of those like administrative things. And then Saturday he has like the meet and greet because we have a game that night. So he comes in, he's going to hit BP on the field, be in uni, and then he's going to go out, and they're going to they meet the owner. We have a press conference with the big three, you could call it, because we got three high, you know, potential first round type abilities. And then after that, we're going to watch the game. So, and I'll be attending that event. So that'll be kind of fun for myself. I mean, it's very rare. I mean, the one thing, the scout that drafted me when I was playing, he's done it for 25 years. And I think Jake Odorizzi was like the 58th pick or something like that. So that's the highest pick he's ever gotten, 25 years. So it's a lot of luck and a lot of just things falling into place for you to get those top guys. So, I mean, this could be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And guys like this can really help you, you know, boost your career, especially when he goes out and becomes like an Andrew McCutchen or things like that. But as far as Zach Hirsch, I mean, I saw Zach when he started before he got injured, and he was pretty good. You know, like the velocity really wasn't there. I felt like some of the things lacked a little bit of crispness. And then this year he came out, and I think he found a really good home in the bullpen. And he threw the ball extremely well for Nebraska this year, whether it be one or two inning stints. And, I mean, it's a big 6'5", left-handed pitcher with some angle that, you know, that's going to run up there 89, 92, and he's got a really good feel to throw strikes, and he's got a breaking ball. And, I mean, just, you never know. Things can happen for those guys. he just gets in the system and he starts getting people out like he did in Nebraska, and before you know it, he could be in Double A by next year.
Drew, do you have your any kind of a relationship with Coach Erstad at all?
I do. Mainly it's Will Bull. I actually, because he was my teammate when I was there in Nebraska.
Sure.
So I actually called Will after I left Monte's house. Even though Twitter pretty much tells you everything you need to know, Twitter had already announced his signing. I want to think an hour before I even faxed the thing in. I was like, how is that even possible? It was unbelievable. I mean, the Twitter universe does not mess around. But so I actually called Will and told him. Because, I mean, the reality was this kid was signing. Like, it wouldn't have been us. He had a couple teams calling that were going to take him two picks after us. I mean, right down the line, they had two teams right there in that mix that were going to take him in. And when I got in that house, Monty wanted to play baseball. Like, you could just see it. And I think he was very – I mean, if it wouldn't have been worked for him as far as financially and his family didn't think that it was the right fit, he definitely would have went and played football. But you could really tell that baseball was really his first love, and, you know, that was really something he wanted to do if it worked for him. And we were able to get close enough financially to him where we could, you know, get where he was asking, and he felt comfortable with it. And so hopefully he goes out and, you know, he can let his skills take over and not have to worry about, you know, if he got screwed or, you know, if he didn't feel like he should have been this and that. But, I mean, also, Monte Harrison with a chip on his shoulder can be really scary because 2019 is passed on that guy, so... He was sure to state that as well when I was in the house. So a guy with that athleticism could be scary when he has a little motivation on his side.
Hey, Drew, question I had for you. You had a brief stint, and you got to play in the major leagues just a little bit, but I know there was one time where you scored a winning run and got to score a winning run. Was there a big highlight that you have? Was there a moment that you had that you were at a major league ballpark and you got to see somebody that you know is going to be in the Hall of Fame and you're kind of sitting next to him, or you saw him bat in batting practice a little bit? Have you got a story for us?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my first hit was off Matt Morris of the Giants, and I hit a line drive the other way, and it short-hopped Barry Bonds. And if it wasn't Barry Bonds out there, I guarantee you someone else would have caught it. So I was very, very fortunate to have Barry Bonds in left field for that day for me to get that hit. But, I mean, I always remember that, and then, like, I'll always remember getting to first base, and there's Albert Pujols on first base. I think I got my lead, and they picked over because, you know, they knew – I think you have scouting reports, obviously, you know, they had some – indication that I could run a little bit, and they picked over, and he did the old put his knee down in front of the bag to block the base, you know, the old veteran against the rookie move. And I was like, come on, man, like, I just got him. I mean, it was kind of like, come on, give me a break, Albert, you know. But I mean, you definitely have those moments. But I mean, obviously, the first day getting there, and actually my first at bat, even though it didn't shape out as well as I wanted, I mean, to be hitting in Pittsburgh that first day, got called up with the game on the line in the ninth inning was, I mean, it doesn't get any more surreal than that one.
Drew, I'll let you out of here with this question here, and we really appreciate the time. But we've talked about this, drafting the juniors, where when the junior kid has some flexibility. He kind of can say, well, I could go back to Nebraska, or I could come join you. And then if he stays when he's a senior, he doesn't have that. It's all in the major league team's, side of things here. Does that weigh into much you guys draft that? How's that changed the way you draft here lately?
Oh, I mean, it's just, sometimes the thing what you will do is guys will say they want a certain amount of money, and they're a junior in college, and you just say, well, this is what we got. And so if you are unwilling to take this, you understand when you go back to school next year, unless you play yourself into a top 3-round guy, you're getting $1,000 or $2,500 or $5,000. I mean, you have no leverage because you say, what are you going to do? You're going to, you know, you got no school. You're going to go play independent baseball when you have the opportunity to play, you know, for an affiliated team. So you really have to up on those guys. And that's a lot of teams why, you know, like if you saw our draft this year with Monte and Gatewood, us having to make some of that money up, we took a lot of seniors there in the back half of those 10 rounds because you save that money by, say, the slot $380,000, and you give the guy $10,000, you save $370,000 you can use to help persuade and lure Monte and Gatewood into signing. So seniors have become a very good role now in this new draft with the new CBA agreement.
Well, it is always something to kind of watch out there, and I know you're busy, so Drew, we'll let you get back to work. We're getting all fired up for the College World Series, and it'll be cool to see you and Monte donning the Milwaukee Brewers press conference here in the next couple of days. So appreciate the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Appreciate the time on the Doug and Danny Show, man.
Appreciate it. And then I want to tell Jim that I definitely still am bitter about the Athlete of the Year thing. That was my goal going into my senior year, and Richie Roth took me down, and I'm still bitter about that one. But the big leagues helped a little bit because everyone was all the time they were always saying, "Well, he's going to play in the NFL. This guy's going to be a minor league player." So at least I made it to the big league, and unfortunately, he didn't make it to the NFL. Not that I was paying attention, but I was a little disappointed in that one.
Well, there was one time where you traveled in a basketball game, and I didn't call it because I wanted you to go ahead and take that extra step and get that layup, and I thought that extra 2 points was going to get it for you. But
I definitely appreciate that. Well, you're definitely on the good side for letting that one pass.
Well, your dad didn't think it was a travel either, so the two of us agreed that it wasn't a travel, but everybody else thought it was, just so we were on the same page.
That's good. That's good. Hey, I mean, those are the people that matter the most. So well, Drew, we're good for that one. Thank you.
Drew, we always love seeing the dad, and we always love seeing the family. So we'll catch you next time you're back in town. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Drew Anderson, scout for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kearney, Nebraska, baseball, Kearney everything, and played baseball at the University of Nebraska. We need to take a quick time out here. Tim Proudfoot, the outstanding shortstop of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, they're making their first trip to the College World Series. He'll tell us about it after this.
This is the very last week to save 30% on all weight loss products at Complete Nutrition. Hurry in today and save 30% on Refirm, Mancor, CTS, Charger, and more. Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of people lose weight with clinically proven weight loss products that actually shrink fat cells. If you want to lose 15 to 20 pounds of fat, tone up, and be healthy, it's the perfect time to come into Complete Nutrition because all weight loss products are 30% off. Hurry in. This is the last week of the sale. Stop into a Complete Nutrition store today for a free consultation. A Complete Nutrition consultant will set you up for success by recommending which weight loss product is best for you. Achieve your ideal weight with the help from Complete Nutrition. Get 30% off all weight loss products this week only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Well,
Oh, it is a beautiful day. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio here in Nebraska. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. And it's that time of the year. If the weather, now that it has helped out and we've got back to some normal summer weather, if the grass is not as green as you want and your landscape not looking like you want, now's the time to stop into Johnson Lawn's new nursery to get the plants, the flowers, the trees, even the rocks for your landscaping to make your garden and landscaping projects a breeze. They're open inside Johnson Lawn and Landscape Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 4. So if your garden and landscape are not becoming, then you need to be coming to Johnson Lawn Landscape and Nursery beside Yellow Van in Kearney. And I'll tell you one place that is definitely green as the eye can see. It was that way at the Big Ten tournament, and it will be for the next couple of weeks in Omaha, TD Ameritrade Park. And I can only imagine every college baseball player that has not had an opportunity to play there will now fulfill their dream. Eight teams coming to Omaha, and for the first time ever, Texas Tech is one of those teams, and we are pleased to be joined by their outstanding shortstop, Tim Proudfoot, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tim, thanks for the time, and congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. We're overwhelmed right now with joy. We're excited to get going.
So you're kind of walking around campus with your chest out. Everybody knows you're a Red Raider baseball player?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
let's start with that outstanding catch that Devin made in the seventh inning to secure, at the time, the shutout staying that way, SportsCenter top 10. And you've got to have a play like that. Usually every team that gets to Omaha or gets to the Super Regional or wins a conference championship, there's always a play or two that stand out, and that was just amazing.
It was unreal. When I was looking back and I first saw it off the bat, I was like, that ball definitely is going to drop. We got a game now. And somehow he ended up diving and making the catch. And I think at that point we realized we were getting really close, and that was kind of a big moment to take some momentum and just carry it to the end of the game.
Yeah, Tim, I noticed your record. You're 33-4 at home. You're 9-10 away. And it seems to me that I know you like playing at home, but if you like the crowd being on your side, you are playing the right team in the College World Tour, because in Omaha, I can guarantee you people are going to be cheering for Texas Tech that first game.
Yes. Oh, I sure hope so.
Talk about the success at home. What is it? Texas Tech is an awesome place to play, but it's definitely not thought of as one of the shrines of college baseball.
Our fan support is unreal. We just get the best fans, I would say, in the country. I mean, obviously that's biased because I haven't really played anywhere else, but we love our fans. They support us in everything we do. And then Lubbock can be a pretty tough place to play. We get a lot of dust storms and pretty heavy winds a lot, so that definitely factors into the play out there on the field.
Tim Proudfoot, the shortstop of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. They will be coming to Omaha and take on TCU in their first game early, 2 o'clock Central Time on Sunday. Tim, just reading your bio and trying to catch up on all the things that are going on with the Red Raiders, so many interesting things that I've come up with. So we got a bunch of questions. We'll try and run through them as quickly as we can, but how did you make such a vast improvement in your game? I mean, you jumped 80-plus points at the plate, and that's just one of the areas of your game that improved that allowed you to get drafted here this last weekend.
I think when I first came in as a freshman, I was a little overwhelmed. I didn't think I was on the field necessarily playing defense, but definitely at the plate it was a big jump. So just slowing down the game is the biggest thing that I've been taking into my last two seasons. So that's definitely the biggest thing that helped me succeed so much now. And then just not giving any bats away, not taking any pitches off was another big thing.
Hey, Tim, I know the shortstop position is a key for Texas Tech. But what else? What is the other reason you're winning? I know you're pitching. You see, you got four guys that are undefeated pitchers. Some of them are just 2-0, but you've got a guy that's 8-0. You have a guy that's 7-0. You have a guy that's 8-2. So your pitching staff's fairly deep too. Is there anything else that you guys do? Are you distill bases? Are you fast? Are you quick? Because it looks to me like nobody's stealing bases this year in college baseball.
Neither is Texas Tech.
Is that right?
Honestly, we're just playing fundamental baseball, just getting runners over when we can, not necessarily being a sack bunt, but maybe hitting a ground ball and getting a runner going, just getting them to second base. Just playing fundamental baseball and playing it one pitch at a time. Honestly, that's what we're doing.
Tim Proudfoot, Texas Tech shortstop, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Boy, I mean, no one in the world would believe that you could only score two runs in a super regional and that your season would still be going. And what an outstanding job by Chris and Dylan and then Cameron coming on in relief there in the sixth inning in game two. How nervous were you? What was it like in the dugout? Because one swing of the bat can change either one of those games.
Yeah, we kept preaching that we needed to scratch some more runs. To give those guys that were just doing phenomenal on the mound for us, give them some more breathing room. But it didn't happen, so they kept dealing up there and keeping us in the game, and it was definitely a nail-biter for both games. But we ended up on top, and Omaha, here we come.
Talk a little bit about your head coach. He's only been there 2 years. He must have hit the buttons or done something to make this team really excel.
Yeah, he's a great coach. He's the kind of coach that really relates to players. We've talked about it. He just loves the game. He loves his players, and he just loves the whole process of how baseball works. So he's the first guy up at the field. I've heard he's been up there throughout the whole night sometimes, scouting or just thinking about different aspects of the game. So he's a great coach, and I love playing for him.
Yeah, Tim Tadlock taking over. He was an assistant. He's been at Oklahoma, and now in just the second year, taking Texas Tech to the College World Series. We got a couple of minutes left here with the Red Raiders shortstop, Tim Proudfoot. You guys made national headlines, Timmy, the very beginning of the year. Indiana comes down. They're ranked number 3 in the preseason. You take 3 of 4, and the game you lost, I believe, was 1-0. You get that confidence right off the bat. Talk about that opening series of the year and what that did for this team.
Oh, that was huge. Playing in the fall and I guess early spring, it's kind of hard to gauge where your team level's at compared to the rest of the country. So having a team that is ranked so high up come in and then we end up playing really well against them really kind of helps let us gauge where we're at as a team. And then it kind of showed us what we need to work on to get better in areas.
You draw TCU in the first round, which is unique. Most of the time a team comes to the College World Series, whether it's the first time or the 35th time, like Texas, and you're going to find somebody that you haven't played or aren't familiar with. So is it good that you're familiar with TCU, plus you took 2 of 3 from them?
I mean, it's going to be another baseball game where it doesn't really matter who we're going to play. We were talking about this. I was talking about this with my second baseman, Brian Burleson, and we're like, this is kind of weird. We've already played them 4 times this year, I think, and now we're going to play them again for the 5th time in the College World Series. It's pretty crazy, but we're just going to take it 1 pitch at a time, not really focus on who's on the other side. We're just going to play our game, and that'll be pretty much it.
A lot of people, the only hiccup that Texas Tech really had all year long was when you went to Lawrence, Kansas, and a lot of people can make fun of Lubbock, Texas, but they also make fun of Lawrence, Kansas. There ain't a whole lot going on. That was the only series that things didn't go well for you guys. But then you did go 0-2 in the conference tournament. What was the team feeling when you went into the regional play?
We were excited. We kind of just, our coach talked to us and said, we need to just put those games behind us. At this point, that didn't really matter. So we just need to look forward and play our game and not focus on the struggles that we had at the time. And that's pretty much what we really did.
Are you predicting a win on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I'm always predicting the win.
One other question I got for you, Timmy, because I just think it's interesting. I think it would be cool. You were from Washington. Tell us how you ended up at Texas Tech, and then tell us about the summer you got to play baseball in the Alaska League, because I think that would be pretty awesome, even though it's not a very long stint. But how'd you end up at Texas Tech, and then talk about playing Alaska?
Well, the head coach that was here my freshman year before Tim Tadlock came in was Dan Spencer, and he had coached up there, junior college, up by where I live, and then he was a pitching coach at Oregon State when they won it in 2006-2007. I was actually at the game in 2007 as a kid, which was a pretty cool experience. But, he was up there and ended up seeing me. I think he was actually on vacation, not even scouting, just went to a game and saw me and ended up talking to me, and he liked me, and he ended up offering me a scholarship. So I came down here, and it was a totally different new culture shock. It was just unreal. So I was like, I got to come here and play, get out of the rain. And then last summer I played up in Alaska, and I've always wanted to go up there ever since I found out that there was a summer league up there. I am probably the biggest fisherman you'll ever meet, so I was like, I'm going to Alaska. Somehow get me up there. And sure enough, our coaches got me up there. And I played in the day, and then I fished at night.
Now, we kind of rotate our co-hosts on the show from time to time here. And, Tim, a lot of them are fishermen. Now, fishing in the state of Nebraska, that's one thing. What do you fish for? What do you enjoy fishing?
We fish for all kinds of fish, mostly trout and salmon. Salmon is by far my favorite. We got halibut and cod and pretty much everything that Alaska really has we got in Washington. And my grandparents have a cabin on probably about 45 minutes out of Port Angeles, which is on the coast. And so we are fortunate enough to go out and fish in the ocean a lot.
Absolutely outstanding. Last question. Have you made your decision, Oakland or Texas Tech?
I have not yet.
Well,
nope.
Are you sure you didn't want to make that announcement here on the Doug and Daddy Show, did you? we'll let you concentrate on, as we've said, Texas Tech's going to the College World Series for the first time. You're going to be a part of that team. It's something that will never be forgotten in Red Raider lore. So we can't wait to see you guys get to Omaha, and hopefully it's a long stay. And whatever your decision is, Tim, hopefully it works out in your favor. And, again, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you in Omaha.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Tim Proudfoot, the old guns up down there at Texas Tech.
Guns up. Yeah, not something. Right. Hey, buddy, that's a good story. Hey, when he started talking about fishing and stuff like that, we can't catch any of those, can we, around here? Any of the trout, maybe. I mean, if you really went, you might luck out when they just stock it.
No salmon. The only salmon I ever caught is already in the freezer.
Yeah, anything. Yeah, it sounds like we have to go to a local grocery store to get some of those, right?
Swing by Troutman, see what carries.
There you go. There you go, right.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I will be rooting for Texas Tech. It's hard to root against TCU. Virginia, I love that. I wanted Coach O'Connor and that crew to get here. So I think the teams I'm rooting for, I'm going to root for UC Irvine, definitely out of bracket one. And then whoever comes out of bracket two, that's good with me. I probably won't be turning cartwheels for Mississippi, but maybe we'll find out more about Mississippi and find a way to root for Mississippi. But I think you got good diversity, and for all this that happened out of the regionals, Jimmy, you have got five number one seeds are coming to Omaha. They aren't all national top eight, but of the 16 number ones, five of them are coming to Omaha. You got two number twos in Tech and Texas, and Irvine's a number three. So overall, those numbers would be very comparable from what we've seen over the last number of years. The average would be right about the same, maybe even a little bit above.
Yeah, and I'm going to be cheering for Irvine, there's no doubt. And Texas Tech, those would be the two that I'm going after. So, I mean, if those will be the two that I'll be intrigued about. I think Virginia might be the best team in it. You know, what I've watched on TV, they might be the best team. If you told me to pick who do you think will win it, I would say Virginia. But I'm going to be cheering for other people.
Man, we might have to make those picks. But it's early in the week.
I won't be around.
Gone, you're gone.
Yeah, I won't be around until it starts.
You can. We'll, I know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, you do. We can do that. There you go.
And I will say, I haven't looked at the odds. There will be odds posted somewhere later on in the week. probably Irvine and Texas Tech would be the two long shots.
I think
they're going to be the two longest shots in the field.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm cheering for those two. I really think the Louisville Vanderbilt winner will probably do they play? Is it Louisville and Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
I think the Louisville Vanderbilt winner will have a tremendous advantage. Whoever wins that game to get there.
What scares me is Vanderbilt has a reputation of not living up to their seed. They always kind of stub their toe. So I'm afraid that Texas is going to start 2-0 in that bracket. And then you got, I think, Virginia's going to start 2-0 in the other bracket. That's the way I see it right now. Although, root for Vanderbilt. The whole thing with Texas staying around, though, it adds a little bit to the atmosphere, let's say.
It definitely will add to the atmosphere.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Right now, we're going to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in the next break, but right now I want to give away a pair of tickets to the Ravenna Tractor Pull. It's Anavar this weekend. You can use it either for Friday's 7 o'clock performance or Saturday's 5 o'clock performance. These are good for either day. We've got a pair of tickets, and we'll give them away to caller number 5 at 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Because you know what Anavar spelled backwards is? Ravenna. We'll be back right after this.
In 1902, Carrier introduced the world to modern air conditioning. We've been improving on the idea ever since. So if you're getting the idea to upgrade to a more comfortable, more efficient system, think about Carrier. There's no better time than right now. Get cool cash rebates of up to $1,450 on a new home comfort system by Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Call Anderson Brothers today at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481.
Doug Duda here for Prairie iNet Wireless Internet. Name two things you hate worse than unreliable internet service. I can't even think of one. Thank goodness we have Prairie iNet. I love these guys. They're local, so if there's ever an issue, you can talk to real people in our country. I called Prairie iNet to handle my internet service because the service is notoriously reliable, they're local, and best of all, Prairie iNet doesn't make you sign a contract ever. What does that say about Prairie iNet? That they don't force you into a contract? You know that they'll work to earn your business every month. You'll love your service with Prairie iNet Wireless Internet. No risk, no contract, and the switch was so easy. One call and their professional team had me surfing in no time. Plus, if you mention my name, you'll get your first month free and a six-month membership to Netflix. What are you waiting for? Call Prairie iNet, your internet provider. 308-535-1858. That's 535-1858.
Plan now to attend the 2014 Nebraska High School Finals Rodeo at the Adams County Fairgrounds. See performances at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. each day on June 19th and 20th. The Finals Rodeo will be on Saturday, June 21st at 1 p.m. See the best of the best compete at this rodeo. You don't want to miss it. For more information, call 402-462-3247 or log on to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com. We'll see you at the State High School Rodeo, June 19th, 20th, and 21st.
The moments when you're out there and you're learning about yourself and you're learning how you can handle it, you wonder if you can handle it.
The 114th U.S. Open Championship from the legendary Pinehurst Resort and Country Club in the village of Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Oh, that's it! It's a fist bump for Justin Rose!
Who will be crowned our national champion?
Coverage Thursday and Friday begins at 12 noon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Line it up, baby.
Hey!
Or anyone in the family.
Yeah, no family members.
We're back
on
the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Congratulations to Kevin from Grand Island. He was caller 5 and picked up the tractor pull tickets for this weekend at Anavar. There's all kinds of celebrations going on last weekend, this weekend. It's that time of the year. We've got the College World Series starting. We have got the All-Star Wrestling Duel that's going on in Grand Island. We've got the Shrine Soccer Classic that's going to be going on. in Omaha. We've got the Hastings Tribune All-Star Volleyball game, which is coming up on Thursday night. Look forward to being over there for that. So much more. And, of course, Thursday we're going to be over at Bandits. So that part of the on Thursday going to be all over the place in Grand Island and in Hastings. So looking forward to that. There's also All-Star Basketball game. I believe it's Friday night in Hastings College is hosting an All-Star basketball game as well for some of their recruits and area talented seniors. Here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Tuesday, and glad to have you along with us as we get ready for the College World Series. But right now, if you're getting ready to travel this summer, take your vehicle in, get the oil change, get the maintenance done. If it's shimmying a little bit, maybe you need new tires, they're going to take care of that for you at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Stop by and see their certified maintenance department, always keeping up to date on the very latest, whether it's a car they sold you or whether it's something you bought somewhere else, moved into town, it doesn't matter. They can take care of it at the Midway Auto Dealerships. And you can find out a few great deals as well on their Facebook page. There's also some good deals from time to time on their webpage, thinkmidway.com. The complete inventory of the new and pre-owned vehicles are also there at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Some of the other sports to talk about on this day. Sam Keller, a lot of people I think at the time just made fun of him for throwing cups while he was at the University of Nebraska. But, you know, he's going to be one of those guys that is not remembered so much for his play. He will now be remembered for the lawsuit that really he was the face of and then other players came a part of. And yesterday, the NCAA announced a $20 million settlement with former players over college-themed basketball and football video games produced by Electronic Arts. That's EA Sports. And we all know about that. They just put them on, and your likeness was there, and your number was there, and they just did it in an agreement with whoever they needed to, but not the individuals. The NCAA said that the agreement will provide money to plaintiffs headed by Sam Keller. The case scheduled for trial in March. They don't have to worry about it. Settlement will award $20 million to certain Division I men's basketball and bowl subdivision football players. It's a lot of money.
Yeah,
This isn't appealed. This is a settled. This is a done deal.
Yeah, you just put your name in the hat and said, hey, I want my half, my third, my fourth, or my 100 and, you know, whatever many people get in there, yeah.
When you first heard about this, because, this kind of started almost his first year out of Nebraska, so it's been quite a while ago. Did you ever think anything would come of this? I guess I'm a little bit surprised that this did end up, you know, winning one for the little guys, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I am surprised, but I was always surprised when some of the things that happens in like a little radio station tries to have something, and they go, oh, you can't do that because they've already had somebody major's already done that, and they're if you can't take that. I mean, I understand you probably can't name your rock band the Beatles. You know, I mean, somebody already had that name. Yeah. You know what I mean? I understand that, but there's some of those say, you got to be kidding me that you're not going to let us wear that uniform because it's got a little bit of that, or your graduation, we have to have a right to play that song, you know, at SCM, and we got 15 kids graduating. You got to be kidding me. You're going to sue us? Yeah, you know, it lasted 35 seconds. You know?
You can have it all.
Yeah, so I've been kind of – I was always amazed with some of the agreements that we had that way. So I guess this one doesn't really –
Other sports notes, as we were talking with Drew Anderson about the guys that they drafted, Zach Hirsch and Monty Harrison, both signing with Milwaukee. Jackson Reitz reported this morning that he will sign. The Norris All-Stater will sign with the Washington Nationals, who picked him third. Pat Kelly, current Husker, says he'll decide by the end of the week. So he and then a couple of the Husker recruits still have to come up with their decision. The Nebraska volleyball team loses defensive specialist Brenna Lyles. I don't know how big a deal this is. It was a great student athlete, was just a freshman. She's from Texas. You never know if somebody's coming in and her playing time will be nothing, and if she moves on, but Coach Cook confirmed that she's no longer with the program, citing personal reasons. Sometimes it's personal, sometimes it's personnel. So we'll see what Nebraska has plenty. Sounded like she was a great student athlete, but is going to move on. Legion baseball tonight, Kearney Post 52 and Runza will be traveling to Columbus. You going to have fun there tonight?
Yeah, I never have enjoyed that drive to Columbus. I don't know why.
Isn't Columbus one of those places you just can't get too quick? Every time you go, oh yeah, they say it's 2.5, but I can get there in 2:10. You know, Columbus is 2 hours.
Hey, you know, Doug, I mean, we played at North Platte about a while back, and you know, this is kind of I understand that the sometimes the junior game will last a little longer, so the game won't exactly start on time. But we started at 9:48. Mm-hmm. The game was supposed to start at 8:00.
Yeah, June started at 9:14 to 9 game. Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, you know, normally when I umpired Little League Baseball last night, the games were 14:13, and I think the other game actually ended up the same score. I did back to back 14:13 games. Okay, we got done at 9:20, 5:30. And 7:20 got done at 9:20. There's a little urgency. We're going to kind of speed things up. Yeah. There's a lot of runs. Everybody got to play. We had a good time, but we got done at 9:20. I get home and I look at the clock. I go, hey, we won't be starting. We got to wait 10 more minutes to start our game at North Platte. So I'm just hoping at Columbus we don't have our second game starting at 9:48.
9:49.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll keep up to date on the text
game
and Twitter.
Game should be over at 9:40.
Kearney, 5 points home tonight, 7:00 game against Central City. Hastings, 5 points hosting North Platte at a doubleheader starting at 5:30. You'll hear it on 12:30 KHAS. The Johnson Imperial Seniors go to North Platte for a doubleheader. Then USAVE of Grand Island goes to Gretna for two, while Gretna's juniors come to Grand Island for a pair of games. And we mentioned that the All-Star Wrestling Classic is coming up Saturday. Let's take a look at some of the area wrestlers that are going to be competing in that. Adams Central has a Dylan Gilliland in there. Also, we've got Quinn Rutt of Minden, Chase Reese of Grand Island, Michael McCann of Central City, Clay Trejo of Cozad, Jacob Pfeiffer of Holdridge, Mac James Franklin, Caleb Punkacher, Grand Island Central Catholic, Tanner Wernsman, Arapaho, Alex Meyer of Adams Central, and Colby Spees of Wood River, among those that will be competing in the All-Star Duel Saturday in Grand Island. Right now, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, do we have a backup question today, Jeff? I got to come up with a backup question too, because I've got a question that I know certain people will know right off the top of their head. So we are screening today. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. If you win, you get a $25 gift card to Troutman's, and give us a buzz, 888-455-3776. Let's see who we can make a winner today. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Weston,
all right. Earlier on the show, we had Milwaukee Brewers scout Drew Anderson, played for the Huskers, played baseball for the Big Red. We had him on the show. Now, in his professional career, he played for two Major League Baseball organizations. Obviously, one was the Milwaukee Brewers organization. What was the other organization that he played for in the majors?
Oh, I'm going to say the Pirates.
Not the Pirates. Try back. 888-455-3776. My clue is he did not play for the Major League team. He did play for their AAA affiliate. Who are we chatting with?
Jamie.
Drew Anderson played with the Milwaukee Brewers organization. What was the other Major League organization that he played for?
Iowa Cubs.
Not the Iowa Cubs. It wasn't the Cubs. 888-455-3776 was not the Cubs. I'll give you another hint. It was in the National League. It is in the National League, so I'll cut it in half right there, and it's not the Pirates, and it's not the Cubs. Who are we chatting with?
Matt,
what was the second organization that Drew Anderson played for in the Major Leagues?
The Dodgers.
Not the Dodgers. 888-455-ESPN. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, giving away a $25 gift card. Who are we chatting with?
Brett.
What was the now here's where I got to go to the backup question. I got to go to the backup question because I know Brett knows the answer to this question.
Yeah,
I've got to go to the backup question.
Yeah, anybody that gave me a ride from Ord to Kearney in this year, you cannot, if you happen to be in the vehicle, the people that gave me a ride from Ord to Kearney this year in February, you cannot answer that question. That's the only people that were in the vehicle during that trip.
They still have a chance, though. They still have a chance, and I'm going to ask a fairly easy question. Who won the College World Series last year?
Oh, geez.
3 seconds.
Virginia. I don't know.
Not Virginia. Try back. Was that a dirty nasty? Was that a dirty trick we played?
No, that was an easy question.
I said it beforehand, though. I said it beforehand. We have to screen certain people that know this question.
Well, we don't know what
because they may have tailgated with Drew.
We had no idea who that kid was for sure.
See, next time they'll just lie. This is Jack. This is Jack.
That's what they're. Yeah, we're gonna get one now.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, what was the second organization that Drew Anderson played for in baseball? He did not play for the major league team, but he played for their AAA affiliate. It was not, of course, the other was Milwaukee Brewers. What was the second one?
I'm going to say Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia. Try back. We've said it is a National League team. We've ruled out the Cubs, the Pirates,
Dodgers.
Those have all been whittled out. Let's stay with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
John.
John, who is the organization that Drew Anderson played for, his second one in Major League Baseball?
I believe it was the Cincinnati Reds, wasn't it?
That is correct. He played for the Louisville AAA team. He played for the Cincinnati Reds. Do you exchange Christmas presents with Drew? That's what I want to know.
No, I don't.
Okay. Hang on the line. It is the Reds. We got a $25 gift card coming your way, and producer Jeff will set you up. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You bet. The other, who won the national championship last year?
Hey, you know what? I thought he played for the Cubs. You know, I mean, that was my, and did we have a caller come in and say Iowa right away?
I said the Cubs, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that's who it was. College World Series last year. You know, did Mississippi State get second?
Yeah.
Mississippi, they had that big first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I liked him. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to go Mississippi State got second. I'm going to do my own question. Hey, they had the biggest first baseman I had ever seen in my career.
What, 280?
Yeah, there's no way.
Whatever.
280. Hey, he hit balls off the wall for singles.
The national champion last year was UCLA. UCLA. So there you go. That's going to wrap things up for today's edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, Bill Wolford, Aurora High School wrestling coach, is one of the inductees into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. We're going to catch up with him. We're going to talk about the Big Faces Rally that takes place every year. We'll have Tammy in studio to talk about that. A little bit on Loper Link tomorrow as well. More with our baseball preview. We've got Kyle Peterson coming up later on this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we will continue to preview a variety of teams that are coming to Omaha as the week progresses. Then Thursday, we're at Bandits in Grand Island once again. And don't forget that we've got a lot more tickets to give away to the Anavar Tractor Pull. We'll be doing that. We want to thank the guests on today's show. Tim Proudfoot, the great shortstop at Texas Tech, as the Red Raiders making their first trip to Omaha. Milwaukee Brewers scout Drew Anderson. And Jimmy Langan, enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you next week.
We'll see you Monday, won't we?
I hope so.
Yep, Monday.
Monday. We'll see the rest of you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.